I turned it over to ESPN. And it was all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it right here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you guys today, and if you want to call and ask questions, 323-870-3857 is the number you call. Tonight, we're going to talk about Anthony Joshua. He's got a new trainer, and we'll let you know who it is, and Adrian Broner is set for a comeback. But first, we get started with the big one on ESPN. And before we even go there, how bad was that telecast last night? We had one fight in an hour and 20. It was a first-round knockout. After that, you didn't have another fight for an hour and a half. Why, and there was fights going on in the ring. Like, dude, why are we doing this? Why do we have to stretch it out?
They were dragging that card out with something crazy last night. I was getting so frustrated waiting for the fights. So these long gaps in between the fights and just the fluff they kept trying to, you know, put forth last night. It was getting really monotonous.
It was the same stuff over and over and over. I mean, like, you know, can we work in the word 300 one more time? You know, I mean, like, my gosh, man, it was bad. Then the second fight happened, and then, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. I guess what is about 11:30, the fight gets started.
Yeah.
Then you have to go through three national anthems. Listen, the national anthem, they got to go. They do them at the beginning of the show. We do them at all sporting events, but we always do them at the beginning. Just do them at the beginning of the show. And that way, everything will run smooth. You know what I mean? Because, like, the UFC, when they do it one right after another, you don't have a big waiting period. You know what I mean? They go.
I agree.
I don't understand.
I agree.
I really don't understand why boxing can't do that. But by the time
UFC.
That... You know, by the time you're getting to the after, you just lost interest. You're like, come on.
At least with the USC, they keep it moving, man. There's not much break in the action at all.
Right.
One fight after the other fight, boom, 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 boom.
Whoa.
And it keeps the crowd engaged. It keeps the audience engaged watching at home. It's just a better format, in my opinion.
Well, just like, whatchamacallit, like I said, with the PBC, when you go to a PBC show, they keep it moving.
Yeah, they do a good
job. They do a great job keeping it moving. Their pay-per-views, different story. But, you know, I mean, they do keep it moving. Of all the things to not keep moving, pay-per-view is not one of them.
Yeah.
It's already been sold. You don't need to sell it again. You don't need to sell the main event. It's already been sold.
Correct, yeah. I agree.
So, it is what it is. But let's talk about the main event here. Devin Haney versus George Gambosis for the undisputed lightweight championship. Devin Haney beats George Gambosis by unanimous decision on Australia to win the undisputed lightweight championship, man. 116, 112 twice, 118, 110. I got to be honest, man, I don't know how you could possibly give Gambosis four rounds in this fight. But the decision went the right way anyway, so, that's a good thing. Haney controlled the action from start to finish, and like I said before yesterday, every round is going to look the same in this fight, and it absolutely did.
Good call.
Haney jabbed Gambosis to death in this fight. Gambosis really was kind of just reduced to throwing one punch at a time.
Yeah.
And they were just not effective. You know, when he was in the TO fight, he was able to throw a ton of punches in there. But here is just a bad style matchup for him. Haney's the type of fighter, and I think I said this the other day, that he's so defensive, he's quick, and he makes you pay for every mistake, and he dictates the action. He's the type of fighter that handles pressure very easy. This is not – if you're a pressure guy, you want to stay away from Haney. This is not your kind of fight. He will handle that pressure, and he handles it via his movement, and he's so defensive. Defensive fighters have a way of handling pressure because they pull your volume down because they always make you pay. So you're not going to just start throwing against this guy. You're going to be more conservative with your shots because you're missing most of them, you know. And that's what happened. I mean, he just slowed down. He slowed Kambosos down to a crawl.
Yeah.
Kambosos had absolutely no idea, no answer for the jab or anything else. After the fight, Kambosos said he would exercise the rematch clause, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure that's going to happen. That fight right now is not very marketable after last night. I mean, that was a one-sided whitewash last night. You know, and then you start thinking about it, what could Kambosos do to possibly change the outcome of this fight?
Nothing.
It's a horrible matchup for him. It's just a bad matchup, you know?
And the jab last night from Haney was landing with the effectiveness of a right hand. It was a hard jab. It was snapping Kambosos' head back. You could tell it was stinging him. It was stopping his forward momentum. It wasn't allowing him to get set. You know, and I'm going to catch a lot of heat for saying this, but I said this before the fight. I said I just could not forget the Kambosos I saw versus Lee Selby, split decision victory. He barely won that fight. You could argue he may have even lost it. Split decision victory over Mickey Bay. And I'm going to say something very controversial. I mean, he fought a guy with a broken esophagus in Teofimo Lopez. I mean, that, you know.
Wow.
And even there, that was a split decision.
Wow.
Now, Teofimo Lopez had a broken esophagus. He had a damaged chest.
You just wrote this dude off.
He took He took an asthma attack before the fight, and George Kambosos still squeaked by with a split decision.
Cold-blooded.
Again, you know, when you look at all those guys like at the top of the division at lightweight, right? You look at not only just Devin Haney, but you look at Lomachenko, right? You look at guys like Ryan Garcia. You look at Tank Davis, right? You look at Jojo Diaz, Javier Fortuna. Who in that top 10 could George Camp, who that you would pick George Kambosos to be?
Nobody.
He was the one hit.
I'll be honest with you.
He was the right place. I'm sorry. He was the right place at the right time. He was the one.
I wouldn't pick him to beat T.O. again.
I wouldn't pick him to beat T.O. again.
See, you know what I mean?
There's only so many times you're going to be able to get in the ring with someone with a broken esophagus.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, let's just be real about it.
Why don't you just give him the credit? You know, I mean, he beat the guy. Give him some credit.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I had a broken esophagus right now, I wouldn't even be able to do this show. And the fact that Teofimo Lopez could fight with a broken esophagus, I give him more credit than I give Kambosos.
Wow.
I'm just going to be honest.
That's cold-blooded, man.
I'm in full hate mode right now.
You're a cold fish today, man.
I'm in full hate mode right now.
Wow, that's messed up. You want to talk about being in full hate mode? You want to talk about being in full hate mode? Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, my God.
Oscar De La Hoya tweeted this out after the fight. He said, quote, Tank versus Haney is the most exciting fight in boxing right now. Ryan Garcia's promoter tweeted this out. Why in the world would you do that?
He's such a clown, man. He's like one of the most ridiculous people I've ever seen.
Goes against your own guy. Your own guy, right?
Anyone with a boxing IQ would have known that Kambosos had no chance.
50-50 yesterday.
You and I said that this fight was going to be an overwhelmingly one-sided fight.
We're the only ones who said that, by the way.
Yeah. This was not a 50-50 fight. Again, the real George Kambosos was the George Kambosos you saw against Lee Selby and Mickey Bay.
Yeah.
And he fought a guy with a broken esophagus, and he barely beat him.
You moron.
Broken esophagus, already been diagnosed. He had a hole in his esophagus. That's already been documented.
Not to mention, he got punched by the mountain before that fight.
Chest plate. His father said he took an asthma attack before the fight. I mean, what else could have happened?
He got punched by the mountain before that fight.
Warwick, I stand corrected. Warwick was another guy. He jumped on a stream with me. I think it was either Saturday or Friday, and he agreed that it would be a one-sided fight as well. So shout out to Joseph Heron from Warwick Radio. He's correct.
All right.
He was another one. But a lot
too
of,
many
and,
of us
and,
out
know,
there. Not too many of us out there had a fight.
Not only that, Eric, there were people that actually initially picked Haney, but then as the fight neared, they changed their pick to Kamposis.
I have no idea why.
I just don't – this guy at best is like a bottom 10, maybe 10, 12 top light. Oh,
come on.
Come
on. He's a former undisputed champ, man. Come on. What's the matter with you?
You fought a guy with a broken esophagus. I mean, come on. I mean, I just got to tell the truth.
A broken esophagus.
A guy had a hole in his esophagus. He died in there, and he still managed to knock him down. And all his biggest wins were by split decision. If he wins, if I'm being honest, if he wins. Picture me with a broken esophagus right now. I would not even be able to do this show. I'd be in bed.
Well, you're not, you know, the kind of man that, you know, certain other people are, you know, I'm saying.
Guilty, I agree. I agree.
How do you break an esophagus? It's not a bone.
You can break an esophagus.
No, you can't.
It had a hole in it. It was broken. It was a deficient. It was a deficient esophagus. It wasn't a fully functioning esophagus.
Stop.
And newsflash for all the people out there. You don't have to be a doctor to know that. If you have a broken esophagus, it's going to affect your breathing in a fight.
Moron. Let's talk about, I'll tell you what, the steps leading into this fight. If you didn't know on Friday that Kamposis wasn't winning this fight, there's something wrong with you. Because when he got on that scale and he was overweight, I said, this fight's over, son. I said, this fight is completely over. I told you that. I said, there's no way. Anybody betting on these fights, you should never bet on a fighter that comes in overweight. Just scratch that bet. If you were going to bet on him, scratch it. You don't bet on that guy if he came in overweight. Sure enough, he came in overweight. You know, a third of a pound. Not a lot, but it shows some distraction there because he didn't look great at the weigh-in. I got to be honest, you know, he did not look great at the weigh-in for sure. Then you come in, then you fast forward to the next day on Saturday. He's in there getting a massage. Did you see this? He's in his dressing room getting his massage. Where are his trainers? Where are his trainers? Son, that's the worst thing you can do.
It's the worst thing you can do because, like, on my Sundays when I'm getting my Swedish massages, the last thing I want to do is get up and exercise. I'm relaxed.
Right.
I don't want to do physical I do want to do physical activity, but not the type of combat physical activity that he was getting ready to do.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And shout out to Dave, Shoe Shine Boxing. He knows what it's like. His dog had 15 esophagus, it had 6 esophagus surgeries as a 1-year-old to repair her esophagus. So he knows. He knows, you know, what it's like.
All about the esophageal, you know, stuff, yeah.
And I'm sure his dog wasn't out there running laps with a damaged esophagus. But Teofimo Lopez had to go 12 grueling rounds with a broken esophagus. I mean,
probably a broken chest plate from the mountain too, man.
Broken chest plate, attack. I mean,
asthma attack.
Had an asthma attack before the fight. I mean, what else could have happened to him, man? Probably sprained his ankle on the way to the ring walk. We don't even know.
All you guys in the chat talking about, you know, well, he only had to lose 0.36 or he had to lose, you know, blah, blah, blah. Point is he had to lose it. He had 8 months to lose it, guys. He had 8 months to lose it. Hey, and he lost it with no problem, right? He came in fine. That proves to me, hey, look, man, your mind was elsewhere. They blamed it on a faulty hotel scale. Okay.
Well, Devin Haney stepped on that same
fault. Same faulty hotel scale.
It's the art of deception.
Then why are you telling everybody?
You just let the cat out the bag, so no one's deceived anymore.
Right. Like, why are you telling anybody? You know what I mean?
No offense. I thought Tio wasn't the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, right? But this guy took the cake.
Oh, wow.
This guy takes the cake. Calling Devin Haney your rat, but you're ratting on Devin Haney for ratting. So what does that make you when you rat out a rat? And again, how is Devin Haney a rat? Did he sell someone out who committed a crime? No. Basically tipped you off to what was going on in the camp. So, I mean, all these antics and the ridiculousness that Camposus had to freaking go through to try to get in Devin Haney's head. He just made himself look ridiculous, man. He made himself look ridiculous.
Tio's back was broken. Spinal. Adam Beatty Smith says, Eric, your son was unhappy because Haney won. He was. He stopped out of the room. He was mad.
Listen, Team Batman Boxing, I give Camposus all the credit in the world for beating a guy with a broken esophagus. That's what happened. He beat a guy with a broken esophagus, a damaged chest plate, and a man who took an asthma attack before the fight. And he still only won by split decision. And he almost got knocked out. What round was it when he got knocked
tenth,
out?
10th, wasn't it? Was it the 10th?
Almost got knocked out.
Honestly, I thought that fight could have went either way. I really did. I was glad Camposus won it, but I thought that fight could have went either way.
Did you think the fight was close?
The T.O. fight, yeah.
Yeah, I actually had it 8-4 for Camposus, but there was some swing rounds in there.
I had it a little bit close. I think I had it 7-5 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah,
I had
close,
it pretty
right.
close, man. Yeah, plus with those knockdowns, yeah.
All his biggest wins were split decision victories.
Oh,
never
stop
had a,
it. What's the matter with you?
Never had a clear-cut victory over a top opponent.
JC said, was this the easiest road to undisputed? Without question.
And he's never beaten a top fighter that didn't have a broken esophagus. That's another statistic we got to throw.
This is broken esophagus.
Oh, shit.
Ryan Garcia calls it a NyQuil type of performance. Talking about Devin Haney's performance. Right. Yeah, Ryan Garcia is talking about calling out everybody. Meanwhile, he's fighting nobody. So you can just, you know, whatever, take whatever he says with a grain of salt. Bob Arum says he wants to make Haney versus Lomachenko next. It's a great fight. It's a great fight. I'd like to see it. However, I'm not sure that takes place either. I'm not 100% sure that takes place. Last time I checked, you know, Lomachenko's in Ukraine getting bullets thrown at him. You know, I'm not 100% sure. He was offered this fight. He was their first choice. They wanted Loma down there. And Loma would have starched him too, but it doesn't matter. I mean, they wanted Loma down there. I mean, dude, like he passed that up. This is a big, big fight. He passed it up to stay over there in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, look, I'm not 100% sure that that fight comes off, man.
Do you think by the time it comes to decide who's going to be next for Haney, do you think maybe Loma will come back? How long do you think Loma's going to actually stay there? How long is that war going on, son?
I don't know.
Do you think he's going to stay there for the full duration of that war, or do you think he'll eventually just kind of break off like Usyk did?
I don't know, man. You got to think about it. Like, he, you know, again, man, Usyk came back to train. Haney didn't, or not Haney, but Lomachenko didn't.
Yeah.
And he passed up a unification fight.
Yeah.
A unification fight. This.
I have a feeling, and this is just me being a conspiracy theorist, I have a feeling that Lomachenko probably wanted to fight Haney instead of Camposus. And I have a feeling also that maybe that will happen next. I don't think Camposus will rematch Devin Haney. Lou DiBella, I believe, also has options on Devin Haney. It's kind of like a co-promotion that they have, Bob and himself, with Devin Haney.
So is Haney with Top Rank now or what?
No, yeah, Haney's kind of like co-promoted by DiBella in Top Rank right now.
Gotcha, okay. Top Rank is where he needs to be right now.
Yeah, I think he has two more fights under the Top Rank banner. But back to what I'm saying, I think Lou DiBella has a vested interest in Devin Haney just as well, as much as he does with George Camposus, right? So either way, Lou's gonna make out here, because I actually think the Lomachenko fight is a better fight, and it also could be more marketable. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know how marketable a rematch with George Kampoos is going to be after seeing how dominant this is. So I have a feeling that he's going to be advised to swerve this rematch, and I think we quite possibly could see Lomachenko versus Devin Haney next. I would not be surprised if that's the next move.
Well, somebody had mentioned, somebody in the chat said, what about Devin and Tio? I think that's a great fight, too. If you can't get Loma, that's the fight to make, and that's a very easy fight to make because they're both in camp, you know, both at top rank. I think that's a very good fight to make. It's an easy fight to make, so why not make it?
That fight will probably happen at 140, though. I don't think that fight will happen at 135.
I'll be honest with you, even with Loma coming back, I think that fight goes a lot like the Teofimo Loma fight will.
You still pick Haney over Loma?
I think the length is too big.
Too long.
He's gonna. You know, I don't know what Lomachenko's gonna be able to do against that guy.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I think the only guy that could beat Haney is probably Shakur Stevenson.
Shakur, that's it.
Yeah, that's the only one.
And that's not a very fan-friendly fight. It's a good fight, but it's not a very fan-friendly fight. So I don't know how much call there'll be for that. You know, I don't know. We'll see. Bang Mateo is a big Kampoos fan. He said Camp should go right into the rematch. He won't get hurt. It'll go 12 and make good money. I disagree with that. I completely disagree with that.
How do you know he won't get hurt? Did you see his
he was jacked up.
You think it's fun getting punched in the face over and over again, round after round? And again, if he suffers back-to-back defeats, that's going to really be a big career setback for him.
Yeah, that's going to be a career ender right there.
Yeah, why not try to rebuild him?
Yeah.
You don't even care about you claim to be a fan of this guy, but you're ready to throw him right back to the wolves and destroy his career.
Why don't you leave him alone? He's a fan.
No?
He's not ready to Eddie Hearn him yet. I mean,
what kind of fan is this guy ready to throw him right back to the wolves? Right? In a fight he knows he can't win, just so he can make a quick buck. So you want to cash him out.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of you. You want to cash the guy out.
Man, Beeb is on the hate train today, boy.
You should be ashamed of yourself if you want to cash the guy out.
Beeb been drinking that haterade all night.
Disgraceful. Cashing the guy out like that. You're a disgrace.
Tommy Boxeo, thank you so much, brother. He said, let's be real, the star of the night, Lucas Brown, with that first round knockout. Tell you what, let's talk about that for a minute, man. Lucas Brown and Junior Fa, I mean, nobody saw this coming except maybe Lucas Brown's family. That was it, man. He hit him, and I tell you what, that first knockdown, that referee should be taken out back and shot, put out of his misery.
Whoa!
That's right.
He does the freaking Undertaker. I fucking love it. Go ahead.
He should be taken out back and shot. I tell you what, Junior Fa hit the ground, started convulsing. Like convulsing. You could see he was out. You could look at his eyes. You could tell he was out. Convulsing, right? Manages somehow to get up to his feet, and the ref lets it go on. Are you crazy? Did you not see what everybody else out here in TV land saw? Everybody saw this. He's on the ground convulsing. What made you think, let's go ahead and continue this fight because there's a championship on the line? There's nothing on the line here, son. And then, 30 seconds later, he got knocked out for good. What in the world? It was insane.
The ref should be suspended.
Convulsing. Huh?
The ref should be shot.
Taken outside, out back, mafia style, shot.
Don't let Jim Gray hear you talk like this.
Jim Gray. He's going to say he'll suspend the interview. I'll suspend the interview.
That's a goofball.
Hate Jim Gray.
I can't stand him.
Hate him. Lee Smack said it looked like rabbit punches. May have been. I don't know, man. But, I don't know. He was shaking like a leaf on the canvas. So, tell you what, why he was allowed to continue, I don't know. Nuts.
Who would have thought that Lucas Brown would have won that fight, too, man?
He's still on that. Bang Mateo said, it's not like Kampoos is going against Wilder.
I did a poll this morning on if who wanted to see the rematch. And it was 99 to 1%. And we know who the 1% was.
It was Banger Dale.
It was you. So, you know, and about 200 people voted in that poll. All right? So 199 people did not want to see that rematch. But there was one. You, Bang Mateo. So stop, please.
Yeah, guys,
yourself.
If you like what we're doing, man, I want you to hit that like button for us. I mean, just show us some love. Come on, it's Sunday. It's 6 o'clock, 6:30. Just hit the like button. It doesn't cost anything. I'm not telling you to go on my OnlyFans page. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying go to my OnlyFans page. I'm just saying, hey, just hit the like button. Oh, that's messed up, B. That's messed up, man. Because I'm just trying to buy my parents a house. That's all I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing this. Just to get me through college. You know what I mean? That was cold-blooded, B. You shouldn't even have went there.
Fine.
You shouldn't even have went there. Yeah, you guys heard about this. Who is it? Phelps? Is it? She's behind the gloves or whatever, right?
Michelle Joy Phelps.
She's the one that always lays down in interviews with Tyson Fury and Eddie Hearn, puts her head on his lap and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Dwayne says, Eric's got an OnlyFans. You bet I do, all right? Yeah, so OnlyFans pay-per-views lined up like that. So she tweeted out the other day that she's going to make an OnlyFans. She said she wants to buy her parents a house, like a retirement home in Florida or something like that. Now, that's a very noble thing to do. That's a very nice thing to do. I mean, you know, as you know, a son or daughter and you buy your parents a house, it's great, you know. That's a very nice thing to do. But she can't afford it right now, so she's going to start an OnlyFans account. What? So when the going gets tough, the tough gets stripping. I don't know. I mean, because what else? What else are we going to put on this OnlyFans account? You think I'm going to sign up for that Marvelous Boxing content? Are you crazy? There's not one story that's going to be reported on there that I won't hear. Everybody is going to hear that in a matter of days. You know what I mean? You're not going to break any news on there because any breaking news goes across ESPN or Fight News or Boxing Scene or wherever you get your news from, man. So, listen, there's only one other alternative. You'd be taking them clothes off. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. This video is getting demonetized.
So, I mean, for real, though, like, B, would you pay this, you know, would you pay for OnlyFans?
Her OnlyFans?
Yeah.
No.
She's trying to get her parents a house, man. That's messed up.
I already told you she's not my speed.
What do you mean she's not your speed?
You know my type, man.
People in the massage parlors?
You know I like the you know I like the Asian honey dips.
The Asian honey dips.
You know I like the Asian honey dips, the petite, the little petite Asian girls. Pick them up, maneuver them the way I like. You know how I like it.
Scale Ben Zayar is like the Colonel on Boogie Nights.
Oh, I love Asa Akira. Oh my God.
Who's that?
She's an Asian porn star.
Is this like that old ratty chick you picked up? What's her name? Asia Carrera or whatever?
That's Asia Carrera.
That was one you tried to say looked good or whatever. She looked like she was 50, every bit of 50.
I mean, that's nostalgia that I have for her.
That's nostalgia.
But Asa Akira is like, I think she's like 35. She's younger.
Oh, yeah?
She's pretty. She's really cute.
She shouldn't have a lot of miles on her at all, I'm sure.
She's beautiful, though. She's a beautiful woman. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
I've never seen her before.
No, if I showed it to you, you'd like her.
If you, I thought you were saying if I showed it to you, you'd remember her. <It's> like,
she's beautiful.
It would jog your memory. Beeb's got Asian fever. What about Cynthia Conte? Who's Cynthia Conte?
She's a Filipino. She's a Filipino woman. She worked.
Isn't that Top Rank chick? That one, that chick with gray hair for Top Rank or whatever?
No. This is Cynthia Conte was like with Ring TV. She's a little Filipino girl. She's all right. I mean, she's not the.
Who's that one chick? Fina Boxing.
Fina's, but she's very pretty.
Would you pay for her OnlyFans? I'd pay for it too. Yeah. So
I'd pay for her.
You pay for her.
I think she's attractive.
So, like I said, man, once you get in there, like to her OnlyFans account, like it has to be. Because what else, again, man, what else are you going to offer? Content?
I mean, here's the thing, Eric. If you're going to offer content and charge people for it, you just get a Patreon. You wouldn't need to get an OnlyFans.
So what's an OnlyFans? What's the difference between an OnlyFans and a Patreon?
From what I understand, like an OnlyFans.
Nudity.
It's more like a pictures and kind of selling yourself. You're showing off your, like, almost like a version of, like, almost like an Instagram type situation, in my opinion.
I'm telling you, man. How many of you guys? Why don't you put a poll up there, Beam? How many are going to subscribe to her OnlyFans account?
I'll put a poll.
But she's got to get naked, though. So you can't, like, you know, that's the premise we're going with here. That's the premise. And by the way, I did invite her on the show. She declined. We didn't hear back from her, so I can't blame her. You know. But, hey, listen, man, I was trying to promote her stuff. You know what I mean? I was trying to get her on here, trying to do her a solid. You know, maybe she can give you guys a preview of what's going to happen on the OnlyFans. Notorious VC said Patreon doesn't allow nudity.
maybe that's it, right?
I wonder where that self-play is going to put the cucumber. What's the matter with you? I chat so savage.
I wonder if Robbie would talk to her.
Scale bender. We're building housing developments in the Western Central Florida. Maybe we can cut a side deal. Oh, that's messed up, man. I never thought about that, but I guess I really don't have the look to become a prostitute. But, like, I never really thought about it like that. I mean, like, if you were a good-looking girl, would you ever, like, do an OnlyFans just to get money?
I plead the fifth.
Tommy Boxeo says, get Ebony Bridges on the show.
We tried for that, too, yeah.
Did we? I never called her.
I tried to get her. I messaged her on Twitter.
I should have asked her, man. I was having breakfast with her the other day, man. I should have asked her. She was leaving the house. I was like, I should have asked her then, man. That was a perfect opportunity. It's crazy. Yeah. Robbie wouldn't figure. Twain says Robbie wouldn't be able to figure out how to log on to her OnlyFans. We absolutely. Oh, what's the matter with you guys? A bunch of people said no. Oh, you guys are cold-blooded. Speaking of Robert, let's go to Robert. Is Nacho, if you're out there, stay on the line.
Hello, guys. This show has what
Robert.
The dog say.
What happened to your Golden State Warriors, man?
Oh,
Hey, Joe.
Anytime you say a team's going to win, you're like Manny the Mush from friggin' Bronx Tale, man. You jinxed them.
Joe, we played a very good 36 minutes, but the problem is basketball game is 48.
You got to play 48 minutes, son. Got to play 48 minutes.
And, of course, tonight
Larry
is
Bird
game
was hitting
two.
Threes the other day. It was insane.
Hey, tonight is game two, so we'll see what happens. You know.
Nothing's going to happen.
You're going to get swept, Robbie. Come on.
I don't think so. I think everything will be okay. I still think we're going to get a 7-game series.
I got to be honest with you, Robbie. Ever since you said those things about Triple G, there's been a lot of bad karma swirling around you, man.
That's all right.
I'm just being
very true. Very true.
Golden State Warriors lost. You couldn't get that DAZN pay-per-view. There's a lot of bad things happening. Things coming for us here, Robbie. Coming for us.
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. Let's talk about the real. Let's talk about the real subject here, Robert. I know you watched the fight last night, but let's talk about the OnlyFans account. Are you going to subscribe to Phelps's OnlyFans?
Absolutely not. I'm not into that kind of.
You just
stuff.
Do it for free. You just go to like YouPorn or something like that, or what do you do?
No, I don't do anything like that. come on, get out of here. And Lisa must not be home. She wouldn't be talking like this.
That's what Mrs. Herrick told me.
The door's locked. He's in the bathroom for hours.
Herrick is telling me she can't even get in that bathroom some mornings.
give me a break, guys. Give me a break.
I'm just being on.
give me a break, guys. Lisa must not be home or you wouldn't be talking like this, Eric.
That's right.
As far as the fight last night, I scored at 119 to 109.
That's what I scored it.
I mean,
What round did you give Camposas, Robbie?
The only one I gave him was round two, and I think I was being generous.
I very easily could have
scored
this
shutout.
Yeah, that's
what I
gave him too.
I very easily could have scored this thing a shutout. Now, I don't know what the legal ramifications are. I know Camposas' team put in a rematch clause there if he lost. Well, he lost so badly. Is Devin Haney, is he legally bound to give him a rematch if they exercise the rematch clause, or is there a way that Haney can get out of this?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's a rematch clause, and I imagine he's going to be contractually bound if Camposas says, yeah, I want to do this again, then, yeah, I guess they have to do it again. But if I was Camposas' management right now, I'd be like, listen, man, this fight is worth significantly less money than it was last night. You know,
yeah.
So it's not going to be worth the same amount. And, I mean, what did he get? He got like 10 million plus pay-per-view on that.
Yeah.
Devin Haney got 2 million plus a little bit of pay-per-view also.
Yeah.
So Devin Haney didn't get much for this fight. I mean, as far as championship big fights go. But, listen, man, I mean, I just think that the fight's not marketable. And I think the people, you know, promoters and stuff, they got to promote this stuff. They got to put money out for this stuff.
And
I mean, even in Australia, I mean, how marketable is this going to be? You can't put it in Marvel Stadium again. I'd be shocked.
I hear you. But we have another difficult situation going on with the war in Ukraine. I mean, Usyk left, but everything I'm reading about his training camp is he's been having trouble with training because he's worried about what's happening in his country. I don't think Lomachenko is going to leave the war. I think he'll stay until the war exists. We may not see Lomachenko back in the ring, although he's the one that deserves to fight Devin Haney next, but I don't know if we'll ever see that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think he's going to come back. I think he's going to come home. There's only so long he can stay there.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Joe. I think if they do fight, it'll look exactly like Teofimo Lopez.
I'm the one that said that.
Joe said that.
Oh, man, get off his nuts already. I'm telling you, I said that.
Eric, you agreed
even
with
though
this
I
opinion.
Give Robbie,
Eric,
even though I give Robbie a
you.
Hard time, he still shows me the utmost respect.
He shows me the utmost respect.
He knows. He knows who the man is in this town.
Yeah. So, Lomachenko is the one that deserves that fight next. And as far as Oscar De La Hoya is concerned, I was telling this to Joe the other day. There are three people that Oscar De La Hoya has totally destroyed their careers. Ryan Garcia, Gilberto Ramirez, and Jaime Munguia. I mean, as long as those three guys stay with that promotional company, they're never going to get any significant fights. I mean, Ryan Garcia is going to totally destroy Javier Fortuna, and then what? What do we get next? I mean, come on. Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia should be fighting each other, and the winner should fight the winner of Lomachenko Haney if that happens. I mean, that's how it should be.
Wow.
And I agree.
And I feel bad for
Ramirez and Munguia, too. I mean, Gilberto Ramirez has put himself in a place where he's eligible for a title shot. So he deserves to get one.
Could be one of the best fighters in that division, man.
Yeah. And you got Jaime Munguia. He beats up everybody they put in front of him. But when is he going to get a significant fight so we can really find out what he's all about?
Who is he fighting next, Beeb?
Guy's last name, something Kelly or something.
Jack Kelly or...
It's Jim Kelly, I believe. That's on Saturday.
It is Jim Kelly. It is Jim Kelly.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Enter the Dragon?
I don't know. When I first
Buffalo
saw that...
Mr. Handman.
When I first saw that, I'm thinking, he's going to take on the Buffalo Bills quarterback? I'd never heard of a guy by the name of Jim Kelly as a boxer. You know? I mean... my God.
Do you remember that movie Enter the Dragon when Jim Kelly was on the island and he goes, I think it's about time for me to leave this island, Mr. Handman. And then he goes, That is not possible.
That's the best movie ever.
Fuck you, Mr. Handman. I love
that.
That's
the best movie ever, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's parts of boxing that are totally screwed up. And speaking of good performances last night, how about the performance that Stephen Fulton put on Danny Roman last night? That was good, wasn't it?
Oh, that was an extremely one-sided fight.
Yes, it was. And, you know, he's another one that deserves a top-notch fight. But I can't yell at the PBC because they try to give him top-notch people, but whenever he goes in against them, he totally destroys them, dominates them.
Yeah.
What about Rai Salim, man? You think Rai Salim beats Fulton?
No. I think Stephen Fulton is the best 122-pounder there is.
Ah, give me a break, son. He's a friend of the show.
Hey, I know he's a friend of the show, and I know he's
a
good
fighter. Look at you, just over there hating. You and Beeb drinking a haterade today.
No,
listen, Rai Salim is the best guy in that division. I want all record.
Let me ask you
a question. What are your thoughts of George Campos? His biggest win is over a guy with a broken esophagus. What is your opinion on that?
We didn't know about all of Lopez's medical problems until after the fight, but it's clearly obvious now after what we saw last night. If Lopez would have been 100% healthy, he would have won that fight, and it would have been Lopez against Haney last night.
Wow.
And let me ask you a question, Robbie. If you had a broken esophagus, how would your day go? I mean, would you be able to function?
Yeah, of course.
I give him all the credit in the world for going 12 rounds.
You sit there and grovel on the ground
and
beg for mercy.
Thank God, you know. So.
Quit in the business. What are you doing?
I believe you said Nacho was on the line, so I'll get off here and let him talk.
Pretty sure I didn't say Nacho was on the line, but we were going to cut you loose anyway, buddy.
All right,
we'll talk to you, man.
Get him out of here.
716 Buffalo. Is it Jesse Reakin?
No.
All right.
Come on, get the numbers right.
How do I know? 716, you're live. And again, maybe you're not. I don't know. All right. Going once. All right, that's all you get. Just once. That's all I get. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Beeb? All right. Let's go forward here. Somebody said the Romanov said, I broke mine last year. I was out for 3 months. What, a broken esophagus?
Yeah.
Broke his esophagus.
It's a serious injury. I mean, you want to downplay it, but I'm just telling you the truth.
I think the punch from the mountain probably carried more weight than that broken esophagus.
You want to really downplay what a broken esophagus is like?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. I just hope you never break your esophagus one day.
Well, I hope so, too, but I'm still going to downplay it.
I wish that on nobody. If I'm being honest, it's one of the worst injuries you could ever freaking endure.
You've had some of that, huh?
Well, I talked to some people.
You talked to some people who know some people. Jason Maloney versus Aston Palicte. Jason Maloney wins via third round KO over Aston Palicte. Maloney looked good here. How far does this guy go? How far does Maloney go? Does he have another title run? Does he have,
I like the Maloney brothers, but for me, there's just something missing. They're tough kids, but I think when they step up, I think they have defensive liabilities. They're not the quickest guys on their feet. They like to exchange. They take some damage in there.
The one thing I do like about the Mulaney brothers is they're very exciting. They make for good fights, but I think because of their defensive liabilities and because they, you know, they can get touched up a little bit, they, and both of them kind of bust up a little bit easy. I don't know if they're going to, you know, be a dominant force in their, you know, in their divisions, if I'm being honest. But I you know, they're fun to watch. Yeah. What do you think of them?
I enjoy them, man. I really do. But again, like I said, when that step up in competition comes, it's like you said, man, I don't know what the intangible is that they're missing. Could defensively could be, but they seem to have they got the skills. That's what's tough, man, is that they got the skills. I don't know what's missing or what, kind of like you see those guys in the gym that are just amazing in the gym, and once they get in the ring, it's they're missing something. Yeah. There's a disconnect there.
Yeah.
Devious 615 says Ty Tomlin is the future. Devious, Ty Tomlin is not the future. He is the now, son. That guy is the man.
We had him on. He's good. He's a good dude.
Ty Tomlin is awesome. He is awesome. 508. Georgie, you're live.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people?
Pay homage to the champ. Say it.
Listen, this has been an outrageous robbery. I don't know how you guys can even tolerate it. The Mafia did it again. Poor Cambozo. The robbery.
He can't even say it with a straight face. He got smashed.
Listen, I talked to my psychiatrist. He told me I should pay him 48 hours. If not, I don't want to get my leg broken and be thrown out of town by police. So I'm going to behave. I'm going to get it done. Today's a laundry day, so I'm doing my shit. And whatchamacallit, I get it done before the show get done. I send it to Beach. But, yeah, nice. Yo, listen, I thought he was going to get robbed. I swear to God, I thought he was going to get robbed. Everything that they
I saw the 116 scorecard. I was like, oh, man.
I was a little bit nervous for him.
Yeah, I was very nervous.
I don't know, man. Thank God, like we didn't have a robbery in the Canelo fight. We didn't have a robbery this time around. So I guess the Mafias have been behaving, you know? So even though
I
take
this
fight,
you think that you're blowing the Mafias out of proportion?
Oh my God, imagine that. We can run that element out of the whole equation, brother. And give fairness for these people, bro.
You and your conspiracy theories every week, man. I got to start calling you
what
out.
What do you mean? Well, you wasn't crying the other day about who the fuck was it? Maravilla Martinez was in the fucking rankings, like top 10?
No. He's right, B.
It has nothing to do with the scorecard.
Was you crying about that shit? Man, come on.
He was crying about it, George.
He was crying about it big time.
I actually wrote my congressman over that. I think that was blasphemous.
Did he answer you?
Listen, robberies being existing on boxing for the longest. You know what I'm saying? But if these motherfuckers start behaving on one neck, it's like so far, yeah, we may have here a few and there. Well, when it comes to this caliber that you guys are talking about, we got to give the so-called fucking sanctioning body some respect about the bills, right? At least they earn it there. You know what I'm saying? So you say, oh, the WBC, the most prestige. Damn, my nigga, at least they earn it that shit this time around.
Yeah, really?
You know? It wasn't even. Any fucking way. I'm gonna pay the private. Shout out to Team Haney. Marvelous performance, brother. I don't think nobody can fuck with him like that, bro. And he looked big. Didn't he look big? I think he can do 140. If I'm him, I drop all the fucking bills.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him go up to 140.
If you can't get the Loma fight, yeah. Why not?
Why not, right?
Drop all those shits. If this motherfucker don't want the rematch, right? Drop then, go to 140 and grab all the other shits right there, baby. Then you want some Crawford shit. Maybe you ended up to 147. Boom.
Crazy, huh?
Take over from Crawford, because by the time he make it to 147, Crawford's going to be gone.
Yeah.
He may have to fight some other dude, but by that time, the other dude will fight himself. You know what I'm saying? So his future, yo, he could be.
I got you.
He could be beyond Mayweather, though. He could be. Because, like, everything that he's doing it right at the young time, when he's young, when that youth. Yo, like, people, they underestimate that youth. When you're so young at that age, your body can do accomplished shit, baby, like, that you never get tired.
Yeah.
You see these motherfuckers
That's
fighting
true.
After 30 years old, that they, the fucking stamina factor always kick in. You know, but anyway.
What do you think happens
to
Kambosos, man?
What?
Kambosos is done? Kambosos is done?
Nah, man. Hell no. He did what he did. Listen, he won against Teal. And Teal took it from Loma.
That's a good fight.
Yeah, nobody can take that shit away, bro. When you a champ, you a champ. It's like when you the chief of the fucking town, you always the chief.
There's always going to be an asterisk next to that fight, though, man.
Broken esophagus.
Broken esophagus.
But who doesn't have an asterisk everywhere in this fucking boxing world, bro? Those shits are everywhere.
I've never seen him win a title from a guy who didn't have a broken esophagus. That's all I'm going to say. That's a stat. That's going to be a stat. That's going to follow him around, man.
Listen, I'm gonna put you on, and I gotta go.
All right, brother.
Take care, man.
Joy G. All right, guys. Make sure to hit that like button. If you guys are out there, you're enjoying what you're doing, enjoying what we're doing. Hit that like button, guys. JC said, "Remember when Georgie predicted COVID and everyone was like laughing at him? You remember that?" It's like the one conspiracy came up with that came true.
I mean, he was acting like Dr. Fauci there for a couple minutes, right? And then freaking with the gloom and doom speeches every week.
I know. I had COVID last week. You know, I had COVID last week or whatever.
Yeah.
And
you
like
fast, huh, bro?
Yeah, and like my throat is still like a little like raspy, so like it still gets dry, like when you talk a lot or whatever.
Yeah.
So sure. Your throat still gets dry. My father got it. He got it like the other day. He tested positive the other day. He's like fine. He's like, I mean, he's already over it just about.
So that vaccine, and plus your dad got the booster too, correct?
He got both boosters, and he also got something, I think it's called Evo Shield or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's
so
like another, yeah, he got it like this week before he actually got it, and that must have helped him out big time, man, because he had symptoms, but nothing major.
And the good thing, too, is they say this variant is very weak.
Yeah.
So it's more contagious, but it's a lot weaker. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, Well, I mean, I'll tell you what.
I'm very happy that Dad's doing good, man.
Yeah, me too. Awesome. Yay.
And I'm glad you're doing good as well, too, obviously.
Thank you, sir. Let's see here. And we went over the Lucas Brown Jr. file. Let's talk about Stephen Fulton versus Danny Roman. 119, 109, 120 to 108 twice. Stephen Fulton wins a unanimous decision over Danny Roman. But not really an exciting fight here.
Yeah, this was
kind of one-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very uneventful. Nothing major. And then David Morrell versus Calvin Henderson, WBA super middleweight. David Morrell wins via fourth round TKO over Calvin Henderson. Now, a lot of people were singing his praises, talking about he had to go against Benavidez and stuff like that.
Yeah,
David Morrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, who is Calvin Henderson? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's not like he knocked out, you know, like Clint Mount Everest or anything like that. I mean,
yeah, I think David
Morrell. I'm not saying he's a bad fighter. I'm just saying that maybe, you know, we got to
I think David Morrell's – keep an eye out for David Morrell, though. He's got something, man. He's a sharpshooter, bro. I like David Morrell.
Yeah, I don't.
He's from that Cuban school too, man.
What's his record now?
I think he's like 11-0 or something, or 12-0.
Yeah, they're doing with him, but don't rush him like that, you know.
Yeah, he's been calling out the big names, but he had the WBA regular title as well, but we all know how I feel.
For $50 on eBay, I can get the WBA regular title too.
Yeah. So. He's a sharpshooter, David Morrell. He can punch.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. All right, let's go to the, let's see here, the upcoming fights here. We got one coming up here Tuesday, I believe, June 7th. What is today? All right,
today
so yeah, Tuesday,
June
7th. So it'll be Tuesday, June 7th from Saitama, Japan on ESPN+. Guys, 5:30 a.m. 5:30. Main event probably going to get started around 7:30.
Yeah.
In case you don't know, these are my favorite days of the week. I love it. I love when, you know, you go to work, you can watch boxing on the way or whatever the case may be. It's right there. Nayoa Inoue versus Nonito Donaire, 12 rounds for Inoue's IBF and WBA bantamweight titles, and Donaire's WBC bantamweight title. Wow, this is for all the marbles. Takuma Inoue versus Gaikuya Furashi, 12 rounds, junior featherweights. So there you go, and that's the title fight on Tuesday. All right. Let's see here. On DAZN, Mexico City, Mexico, on DAZN, June 10th, Hiroto Kuyogachi versus Esteban Bermudez, 12 rounds for Kayaguchi's WBA super junior lightweight title. Who's promoting this? Who's the promoter on this? This is, so we got to pay for DAZN, right? We got to pay for DAZN. We got pay-per-view for Canelo and various other fights. And for the free part of DAZN, well, you know, free, you know, because we pay for it every month anyway, we get this. What's going on over there?
I don't know, brother.
I don't get
not cool, though. Tell you
my own. June 10th, New York Showtime. Bakuria Jalalov versus Jack Mulawai. Easy for me to say. 8 rounds heavyweights. Elvis Garcia versus Alante Green, 8 rounds heavyweights. Let's see here. Ty Tomlin versus Chan Thompson, 8 rounds lightweight. So hopefully they show that one. He's the fourth one down, so hopefully they show him. June 11th, New York, ESPN, Edgar Berlanga versus Romer Alexis Angulo, 10 rounds super middleweights. I like Angulo a lot, not Angulo, but Berlanga a lot. I like him. I just think that maybe they rushed him a little bit too fast, put a little bit too much on him with the knockout streak and everything like that. He's got to get back to basics. June 11th, on DAZN from Anaheim, California, Jaime Munguia versus Jimmy Kelly, 12 rounds super middleweights. And now, let's see here, June 11th from Miami, Florida, this is a Don King card. I don't know if it's actually televised or not. It doesn't say anything about any TV. Trevor Bryan versus Daniel Dubois, 12 rounds for Bryan's WBA regular heavyweight title. Isn't Daniel Dubois the guy who fought Joe Joyce? And what happened in that fight, Beeb?
He got stopped.
Did he get stopped?
Yeah, he got stopped.
I don't remember. Are you sure he got stopped, or did he throw in the towel?
He got stopped, Eric.
Did he?
Why are you doing this?
I thought he quit. I don't know.
Why are you saying
that? Maybe I remember it wrong. So we got Trevor Bryan. We got Trevor Bryan versus the guy who quit against Joe Joyce. 12 rounds. For Brian's WBA regular heavyweight title, Dakari Scott on the undercard versus Jonathan Guidry, 10 rounds heavyweight. Johnny Langston versus Isaiah Thompson, 10 rounds cruiserweights. There you go. That's right. Let's see here. And that's it. That's it for next week. Let's talk about this Nao Inoue card. All right. We got Inoue versus Donaire for the IBF, WBA, WBC titles. Excuse me. Beeb, I like Inoue in this fight, but I wouldn't exactly count Donaire out. Donaire is one of those guys that every time I think we all count him out, or at least I count him out, he seems to pull a rabbit out of a hat. I mean, the guy is like ageless. That first fight, I thought Inoue was going to run right through him. He didn't. He had Inoue in trouble in that fight. And it was a dogfight from start to finish. Babe, what do you make of this fight? Who wins?
Inoue is really good at setting up his shots. I talked about this earlier today, how he's really good at like touching you, and you know, trying to create those openings with a lot of throwaway punches, and then he drops in the hard shot that tend to turn the fight around, right? Not great with the head movement, but he's good at catching and parrying the shots.
doesn't move a lot, but again, he's a guy who relies on his forward momentum and his ability to push his opponent back, keep him on the defensive, right? Because once again, as we have always said, if you're continuing to have to, you know, parry shots or evade shots or slip shots, you can't come back with your own shots, right? And that's what he does. He likes to really, like I said, keep you busy with those little touch, those touch punches, those throwaway punches. No, Donaire is very crafty with his feet, right? He's the guy that can, like, step around you, turn you, create those punching angles for himself. Really good at dropping the feints, not just with the head and shoulders, but sometimes he'll step one way and dip one way, get you leaning to that side, then he'll turn you and come around and come over the top, you know? And one thing that he's been doing a lot more now, he's been known for the left hook, but now he's starting to throw that right hand lead a lot. You know, he's, like I said, he's kind of dipping that shoulder, trying to sell that left hook because everyone's looking out for that left hook. And now he's been throwing right hand lead. And that was the punch that actually broke Inoue's orbital bone, was the big right hand. So the right hand has become a really effective weapon for Donaire in recent fights. I talked to Rachel Donaire this morning, actually. She came on the show, on the video I did, and we were talking about it. And she made some great points. She said, you know, every time Inoue looks in the mirror, he's going to have to look, because his face doesn't look the same anymore, because he never got operated on. He just let the orbital bone heal naturally. And he's got to look in the mirror. Every time he looks in the mirror, he's going to know that Donaire did this to him, right? Again, that may sound a little bit corny, or maybe
that may not be a good thing, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'll tell you what: if I had to look in the mirror and see that every day, I'm going to hurt somebody. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, but he also can say to himself, you know, is that like this guy was able to do this to me? You know what I mean? Could that weigh on him psychologically? Another thing too is I hit this guy with everything but the kitchen sink. He finished the fight, and he actually hurt me. You know, he broke my face. So. And then she also made a good point where, you know, she said that he was blowing guys out, but now he's still winning by knockout, but these guys are actually going longer. So is he changing a little bit? Is he a little bit more not as aggressive because of what happened in that Donaire fight? Again, these are all questions that we don't really know for sure until we, you know, see what happens on Tuesday. But I don't know, like could Donaire just be that guy? For Inoue, could this just be a tough style matchup for him? Does Donaire have his number? I'm going to be honest, I'm favoring Inoue, and a lot of people are picking Inoue by stoppage, but I'm not so sure that, you know, this fight does not go the distance again, right? Because as I said, Donaire just may have his number. He may not fall for those little tap, 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 and then here comes the power shot. Because again, Donaire is constantly moving his feet all the time. He doesn't stand straight in front of you. And a lot of these other guys sometimes are in awe of Inoue, and they freeze up once he lands that big shot. Donaire's not going to stand there and wait for that big shot. So I'm going to favor Inoue in this fight. I think he's got the edge, obviously. But I'm not counting out Donaire either. I think Donaire is very live here. I'm going to say that Inoue will win by decision. But I'm not against putting a little something on Donaire at a plus 400. I wouldn't be shy doing that. I think he's definitely live here, and I would not be surprised if he was able to pull out the victory, in my opinion.
I would be surprised. I would be surprised if he pulls out. I mean, again, you know, I think he's got the style matchup to give him problems, right? I think he's got that style matchup to give him problems. I don't know that he's got the style matchup to beat Inoue. I mean, he took Inoue on his best day. You know, that had to be Donaire's best day. That had to be Inoue. You know what I mean? They both fought each other. What is it, 2 years later?
2 years later, yeah.
Listen, you don't get better with age. You just don't. Say.
You think the odds of him putting in as good as a performance as he did in 2019 are slim, in other words?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, we could say that he's looked great in recent fights, but again, he wasn't in there with Inoue either.
Yeah, I think, well, that's true, too. And there's, you know, I mean, there's levels to this stuff, too. I mean, would either one of those guys beat Inoue?
No, yeah. So, again, this is a tough ask for Donaire, without question.
I think he gives a good account of himself. I'll say that.
Do you think the fight goes the distance?
I do. I do. Yeah. I think it does go the distance.
Yeah.
I think it does. But I think it's a decisive decision.
Do you think it's a clear-cut decision for Inoue?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Inoue will win this fight by decision, but I think Donaire is very, very live here.
He's a live dog, no question. But again, yeah. I mean, I would have a hard time betting on him, put it that way.
Okay.
Fair enough. Know, I would bet the decision. I would bet.
You'd try to like get a prop bet on Inoue, like take Inoue with the decision prop, maybe
something
or,
like that.
Maybe even just bet the fight to go the distance or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. You know, and that's even a tough one too, because Inoue gets so many knockouts.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest, man. If that's what they're thinking about in Donaire's camp, that's not good. You know, I don't think that's because he's got a good punch on him. I mean, and that's not the case. Don't get me wrong, but you can't. I wouldn't even focus on what happened last fight. It's a brand new fight. You're both brand new fighters because now you both got experience. You know, he's got more experience, so he's going to become more dangerous. And she's saying that he's gone more of a distance or longer with guys now. Seriously? Like, come on, man. And you thought, what, that had something to do with the Donaire fight? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where she was going with that, but No.
You know. But she was saying that she heard that Inoue is having back problems. Again, I don't know how true this is, but we're going to find out on Tuesday.
We're going to find out, man. Both of them look good. I've seen pictures of both of them. They both look good. I mean,
yeah, both guys always come in shape, so it's going to be, you know, we definitely can expect both guys to look fit and ready come fight time.
Well, you know, too, and again, you know, it's happening in Japan. Is anybody going to get the nod against Inoue in Japan?
Yeah,
That's a tough ask.
That's a tough one.
You know, and, you know, Donaire's got to be able to put him away or at least win this fight convincingly, which he couldn't do last time. So how would this time, when he's 2 years older, how is he going to be better? I don't know that he will be.
These are all great questions, Eric. I'm not denying that they are. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens there. Let's see what happens, man. Let's go to 510. Let's see here. 510. 510, you're live. I can't hear him. Can you hear him? I couldn't hear him.
No, I can't.
I think he was talking to somebody else anyway. It sounded like it. He was at a drive-thru.
RB Super Beef or something?
Super Beef. All right, here. So let's talk about the news and rumors here. Anthony Joshua. See, this is a big one. I want to sit here for a minute, too. Anthony Joshua will train with Robert Garcia for the Usyk fight. Beeb, this is a good choice for Anthony Joshua. In fact, when he was doing the rounds, I don't even remember him stopping at Garcia's gym.
Well, he did.
Did he? I don't even remember that for whatever reason. But I'm like, that's the guy that I think can help him the most was Robert Garcia. Yeah, I do. Okay. Him or like a Goosen or somebody like that. You know what I mean? But I like it. You know, I thought it was really good. Pimp My Sniper. Thank you so much, brother. He says, Matchroom are the best easy. How is it a question? All right. Well, who is this, Eddie Hearn? Centurion Son, yes, Robert Garcia. Stefan 47 says he thinks Usyk still beats him. How is it an awful choice? I think it's a great choice, man. I think that Garcia is going to make him fight on the inside and can teach him a lot, teach him some new wrinkles. I don't think Garcia knows, you know, he's not going to change him around, but he's going to develop a game plan and have him work on that. B, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, the only thing is Robert Garcia's really never trained a heavyweight, big name heavyweight. So that's the only thing that I'm kind of questioning. But I can't discount his boxing knowledge. I think he's a great trainer. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The only thing is I have to ask myself this, and we all have to ask ourselves this, is it a little bit too little too late?
Yes.
How much of an impact can he have in such a short period of time? And this fight, once again, is being pushed back possibly to August. So, you know, the longer Joshua stays out of the ring and the longer Usyk stays out of the ring, I just think that's the worst for both of them, because then obviously the ring rust sets in. You know, and then you have to keep stopping and starting these training camps. And yeah, this fight is just seems to have a lot of obstacles and difficulties thrown its way. We were supposed to get this fight a lot sooner than later. And it seems that we continuously get this pushback, and it continues to be later and later and later. So maybe this is a good thing in terms of Robert Garcia and Anthony Joshua getting acclimated to each other. I can see that, but you know, when you're in a big fight like this, is it smart to just change trainers, or would you like to get a couple stay busy fights under your belt to try to get acclimated to the new trainer first? And that's what Ronnie Shields said. I think that's what probably canceled him out of getting the job. He did not advise Anthony Joshua to go straight into an Usyk rematch. And maybe that is why, you know, he wasn't chosen for this assignment, because he wasn't.
Sure.
You know,
if you don't believe it, then why do it, you know?
Exactly. So because he was saying things like that, because Joshua was spending an awful lot of time at Ronnie Shields, and we thought that was going to be the guy. My favorite trainer in the sport of boxing right now is Buddy McGirt. I love Buddy McGirt. And you saw what he did when he was in Chisora's corner when Chisora fought Joseph Parker. I mean, I thought Chisora won that fight with Buddy McGirt in the corner. And I think he was in the corner for Chisora when Chisora fought Usyk too. So we saw what he did with Usyk. And, you know, those are two solid performances from Usyk, right? And then in the rematch with Parker, he wasn't there. And you know, I thought Chisora looked a little bit ragged in that fight. But nevertheless, I don't think this is a horrible choice. But if it's me, I like Buddy McGirt. Buddy McGirt is the guy I think is the best trainer in sport boxing.
If I were Anthony Joshua, I would take half of my paycheck from this fight and try to convince Teddy Atlas to come out of retirement to train me.
Oh, God, Eric.
Teddy Atlas is the greatest trainer on the face of the planet.
Oh.
He's the greatest heavyweight trainer on the face of the planet. Oh. He's just the greatest trainer on the face of the planet, son.
Jesus
Teddy
Christ.
Atlas, son.
Oh, my God.
Boom. Pimp My Cypher says, can you at least respond to my super chat? Is Matchroom the best? Is it the best, Beeb? I think Top Mike might be the best right now. PBC might be the best. I think PBC's got the most. Matchroom's got an awful lot. Listen, don't get me wrong. Matchroom's got a ton of good fights. Don't get me wrong.
I like Matchroom, but if it's me, I'm going to say Top Rank is the best.
I got to go along with I got to go along with that or PBC. Matchroom is good, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I like Top Rank.
Yeah. I like them. They're good. They're all good. I mean, they're all good. We're all getting good boxing.
Tyson Fury, they got Lomachenko. They had Josh Taylor, undisputed.
Teddy Atlas, son. If he doesn't get Teddy Atlas for this fight, he's losing.
Okay.
Wow. You agree?
Yeah.
You're such a lame duck. You just sit there and roll over. Look at you. What's the matter with you?
I've been arguing with you for years. If I can't get through to you by now, I'm throwing in a towel.
Ryan Garcia, after calling out Tank Davis, Devin Haney, and everybody else, will face Javier Fortuna on July 16th.
Is this a potential banana peel, banana skin fight for Ryan Garcia or no?
No.
Yeah, he should win this fight, huh?
He should win this fight pretty handily, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to win this fight pretty handily. And also, too, our boy from Cincinnati, Adrian Broner. Beebe's making a comeback versus Omar Figueroa, set for July 23rd. That'll be in Chicago. I might try to go to that one. Good move, bad move, money move?
The money move, it's not a horrible move because it's a winnable fight.
You don't think he's doing this for legacy? I think he's probably doing this for legacy. It's from Cincinnati, son. That's how we do it here in Titletown.
It's a crossroads fight, Eric. Come on.
It's a crossroads fight for Figueroa. Or Bronner, it's just a regular Saturday night.
Okay. Do you think this is to help pay for some of those alimony payments, or what would you think?
Alimony.
Child support.
Doesn't he only have how many baby mamas does he have? He only has one, right? I know he's got like six kids, but I think he's only got like one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I couldn't.
He's a family man. He's a family.
A lot of
baby.
He's a family man, all right.
I heard his dad. I think. Now, this is coming from my old neighbor, so take it with a grain of salt, that his dad used to raise pit bulls. Like, they used to raise, like, pit bulls or whatever. They got one of their pit bulls from him. Nice dogs. Just saying.
Okay.
So if you want a pit bull, holler at your boy.
You like dogs? Do you like pit bulls?
I like all kinds of dogs. I like all kinds of dogs. I think dogs can be trained. I think dogs can be trained. So I think, like, pit bulls, those what do they call them, concorsos or whatever, those big mastiff dogs or whatever. I think all those dogs can be trained.
You think they can be trained?
Yeah. I think if you catch them as a puppy, I don't care. You know, if you catch them as a puppy, you can correct them.
Remember that day I got bit by a poodle in the ass?
What's the matter with you?
You remember that day?
Yeah, I remember that day. What's wrong?
And I had a bit.
You sat there and you had to go get tetanus shots and everything like that, like some schmo.
Were you proud of me though? I still came home and did the show, even though I got bit in the ass by a poodle.
No, I wasn't proud of you because you got bit by a dog, son. You got bit by a dog. How big was that dog? He was like a 5-pound dog.
It's
like getting
dog,
bit
yeah.
by my dog Winnie.
I mean, it's not as bad as having a broken esophagus, but it's still up there.
It's not, yeah. I mean, it's not like you got stung by a bee.
Yeah.
I remember I got stung by a bee, and I swear to God, I thought this thing was like a bird. It, like, I was cutting the grass, and then it hit my leg. And, I mean, it was huge.
I'm a little disappointed. I thought Nacho was going to call in today.
Yeah, where's Nacho at? Nacho, you was saying something on Twitter, something crazy about how we don't change things when you call in. Like, what are you talking about? What's the matter with you? Nacho. Come on, please, Nacho.
Nacho, right. Call in.
Stay tuned. Georgie's pie tape will be coming up here shortly because he pays up, not like Chandler M. He doesn't skip town on us. He pays his bets like a man. So there you go. Beeb wants a rematch versus Nacho. Nacho did clean you up twice, man.
Yeah, he got me, man.
He cleaned you up, son.
I'm going to have to come to the reality that I took two L's to Nacho.
He hated you. What, did you get a massage today? What are you, you're all like Mellow Beeb. I don't like Mellow Beeb. Where's the Beeb at, baby?
Well, I got to be honest. I did get a couple good massages today, man. So I'm just relaxing right now. Cool. Kind of laying back.
Listen, you don't get massages before the show. That's the way it is, Daddy.
Okay.
You want to get a massage after the show? You want to get a massage on Saturday? You want to get a massage on Monday? Sunday?
This
not your day, baby.
This guy just called you a donut.
What's that? Where?
This guy just called you a donut. He goes, answer my question, you donut.
Where? Which one? Answer my question, you donut. What is he talking? We answered it. You moron. We answered it. He gave us money. We answered his question. You donut. You donut.
Oh, God.
Answer my question. Like, do you know what question you asked, son?
So Nacho's not going to call in, huh?
He's not calling in. Oh, come on, Beeb. That's not nice. That's not nice at all. That's cold-blooded.
Take it back, you coward.
Take it back. Take it back. Come on. Don't do that. Don't be like that. Don't stoop to that level.
Oh, now he's saying no mate, scroll up. Like, what do you think this is, a quiz show? You're going to sit here and interview us? We got a show to do here, buddy.
I got nothing going on. Let me scroll back. If you haven't noticed, we're a little busy right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're doing a show. What is this, fucking Jeopardy? I'll buy a vowel, Alex. I'll take
Steve Murray to answer my comments. Okay,
I'll take Stupid Petrix for 100, Alex. I mean, what is this, Jeopardy? Come on.
He didn't ask a question. I'm looking at it now. You didn't. Can you at least respond to my super chat? We did.
We already did. Super chat.
What am I, a dancing monkey? You'll have to go to my OnlyFans account for.
Roll 2 seconds. You'll see my question. No. Again, you get one question. That's it. You want to ask more questions? You got to pony up some more cash with the super chat. How's that?
You don't buy
one super chat and think you're going to get a freaking
pimp my sniper. Will you subscribe to Phelps's OnlyFans page?
Guy wants to fucking interview us.
Do you think you'll be able to tell her like what to do and stuff on there, or it'll just be like she's just stripping?
She's a fraud, man. Come on.
That's cold blooded. That's cold blooded, man. Try to get her on the show. We're gonna try to get her on the show, man. Maybe she'll give us a OnlyFans preview. You know what I mean?
She don't want to smoke. She can't handle this shit.
Lowe disagrees with Pimp My Sniperies with Matchroom Blows. I followed for you Yanks. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1. Find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ringside73. Guys, we will see you next week at a special time of 11 a.m. Eastern. And we do this every now and then for our people in the U.K. That's right. That's why we do it.
Shout out to the U.K., baby.
We love you guys, and that's why we do it. We do it for you. All right, guys.
All right.